Radio Verte presents Ahuga by Corey Zimmerman.
Bread in the Bone, Act 1.
Last night I closed my door, same as the night before. I heard a noise and said, "Who is it?" The melody paid me a visit. I said, "Now don't get gay. What will the neighbors say?" I tried my best to act real haughty. See, but that melody was naughty.
Glorious Saturday. The Blessed Virgin and her Immaculate Heart. 2:26 p.m. The florist drops a handful of coins in Josephina's palm. She skips across the square, dodging Henry's T-Model Ford for Kimball's Hardware and his display of buckets, pans, and brooms, where Josephina buys a new basket for a dime, her old one torn to pieces by Jimmy. Next, to the bakery, where a loaf of day-old bread costs 3 cents. Josephina buys a hogneck for a nickel from the butcher, who sells rows of pork, beef, tripe, pig's feet, and rabbits. He throws in a pound of mutton for only 10 cents more, a quart of milk from the dairy, 9 cents. The poulter charges an arm and a leg for his chickens, ducks, and geese, hanging out front by the feet. So Josephina makes her way on for the greengrocer, and pickily chooses a few onions, potatoes, and a sack of chilies from amongst the slopes of ripe produce. Lastly, Josephina cozies up to the counter at Anderson's Mom and Pop Grocer. Anderson's Grocer is a small shop, long and narrow, where past a few wooden crates of wormy cider apples, a dented wood stove sits against a back wall, its pipe disappearing into the brick. Above, a variety of deer antlers and a boar's head, and a bare bulb hanging from the ceiling, along with a dozen oil lamps, a row of tip-top-of-the-line baskets, 12 cents. Short 12 cents, she will make do. And a large sign hanging from a chain above reads, "No credit." Anderson the grocer, standing stiff and lanky behind the long counter stretching the length of the store, holds his hands on his hips, wears a starched apron double wrapped tightly about his waist, sports an English mustache, vest, bow tie, and pocket watch, with fine, shiny, flat hair parted perfectly down the middle, not a hair out of place. Behind, shelves of bottles and cans rise to the ceiling, where above, a large Campbell's sign reads, "Conscience in every can." On the counter to Josephina's left, a case of cigars, fine quality, mild, 5 cents. Josephina thinks of how Papa might like one someday, as she puts in her order, fumbling about with her braids, as Anderson scribbles longhand, 12 egg, 4 peach, 2 tomato, 4 bean, 4 mutton broth, corn flour, salt, lard, coffee, tobacco, and a can of Campbell's tomato soup. "Got it?" she asks with attitude. Josephina likes to give Anderson a hard time, and she lets her eye linger on his as he slowly tips away past the display of Thelman's garden seeds. Again, Josephina sees a sign that reads, "No credit." She clicks her cheek as Anderson sets 4 cans of peaches on the counter, and she scans the mosaic of items lining the walls, studying the selection of colorful merchandise. Zud Rust, Butcher's Wax, Crystal White Sud Soaps, Coon Chicken Soap, its label featuring a cockeyed head of a jolly black man with swollen red lips. The chicken soap man winks at Josephina with a grin under his red porter's cap. Above, a tin lady on the wall donning a white silk gown, casually laid back in a chair, leg extended outward, her hair is long and sexful. And she, too, stares right at Josephina, lustfully, with a Coca-Cola in hand. But the clopping of Puritan souls draws Josephina's attention elsewhere, away from sinful desire, toward a more appropriately dressed woman in a modest dark blue neck-to-floor dress, with ruffled sleeves to the wrists, hat trimmed with the plumage of endangered wading birds, hurrying right for the toilet soap. Josephina twirls her braid, making brief eyes with Anderson, before he climbs back onto the ladder, reaching for the Campbell's tomato soup. He is so tall, Josephina thinks, he might snap in two if he fell from that ladder. She turns away, worried she might cause a curse, spins twice, and crosses her fingers until he climbs back down carefully. He makes his way past a pancake flour, a stack of Arnold's biscuits, a pyramid of Negro head oysters, and settles behind a large brass cash register, where Josephina dumps a handful of coins onto the counter. Anderson jabs down on the clunky keys, figuring the total in his head, as Josephina rambles off random numbers to confuse him, as she always does. 12, 17, 22, 3,000, 400, 62, 1, 2, 3, 4. Anderson's eyeballs bounce back and forth in their sockets as Josephina catches the tip of her tongue in the gap in her teeth, smiling wide with a giggle. He cranks down on the handle, and the cash register drawer pops open with a brassy cha-ching. p.m. Beyond a barren tree on Cherry Street, a porch creaks, though Josephina seems weightless as she lugs the loaded crate effortlessly through the screen door. Inside, a toasty-skinned man in a Hentley undershirt looks up from his empty mug as the scent hits Josephina in the sinuses. Sweet maize. Buenas tardes, niña, he says. Papa, I got the cans from the grocer, says Josephina. Gracias, he says, standing from his chair. Papa, Josephina says, widening her eyes. Sit down, I got it, as she drops the crate on the floor. Café? He asks as Josephina stands up on the crate, stacking cans on a tall shelf covered in oilcloth. She steps down and grabs a large knife and stabs it violently into a can of instant coffee. Fills a kettle with water from a pitcher and places it on the stove without saying a word, except sit, and he does, on a round stool. The kitchen. A denim coat and a hat hang on a nail. Laundry on a cord stretching from wall to wall, whitewashed but blackened with soot. The window frame is chipped and flaking and lined with empty coffee cans. ¿Dónde es el toro? Josephina asks, and Papa nods past a leafless tree just outside the window to somewhere down the way. Josephina's eyes wander back to the task at hand, as she empties a dwindling coal bucket with a small metal shovel into the potbelly stove. At Josephina's feet, tiny leaves and stems are strewn about. A mirror hangs above a bathtub with a clothes wringer and washboard, and in the corner leans a stiff grass broom. Empty milk bottles collect on the plank near the washbin. Pots and pans hang from rusty hooks and nails, and on the shelves of the wooden cupboard, a few mismatched dishes and an oil lamp sitting amongst the neatly stacked cans. A yellowed image of the Virgin Mary hangs on the wall beside the door, its rough-hewn frame crooked on its nail. With a sip of coffee, Josephina takes a load off, swinging her feet anxiously beneath her chair. And just as they ease into a restful silence, Josephina begins to hum. Papa takes a small sip, but spits it back into the cup with a terrible grimace. ¿Qué? Josephina asks. You never drink coffee before? She laughs. Muy fuerte, niña, he says. Leche, por favor. Josephina stands with an exaggerated effort to grab a bottle of milk, and the leche helps him swallow it down. Palomita, he says, calling his daughter Little Dove, as she swings her feet back under her chair, his thumb rubbing the rim of his mug anxiously. Miguel? Josephina says with mischievous intent. Miguel has let Josephina behave this way ever since Mama died. ¿Cuál es mi nombre? English, Papa. King Papa, Josephina says as her brown eyes widen, her head shifting back on her shoulders like a deer caught in headlights before royalty. She loves to tease him more than Anderson, though she feels wrong for it ever since Mama died. Josephina rubs his arm to soothe him, saying, Te amo, Papa. You know I love you. Palomita, mi guitarra, por favor, he says, and Josephina quickly retrieves an old beat-up six-string guitar from a far corner. Papa's fingers twist and turn to tune the keys, and Josephina watches as his nails pick at the strings, making a scratchy mess, a catfight, one might say. But as he slides his fingers up and down the frets, a wavering glissando fills the air, and a steady tempo is born. Strumming a graceful, elegant tune, a lovely, deeply soulful, haunting melody resonates. Josephina sips on her coffee to the rhythm as Papa bounces his knee, caffeine shooting through their veins. Ariante, ariante, palomita, says Papa. Papa, no, Josefina rebukes stubbornly. But Papa insists with a nod, and that way he does. The nudges Josefina on as he strums away his dreamy-eyed waltz. Josefina shuts her eyes, clears her throat, and throws back her long braids, angelic face toward the heavens, Mama and the angels above. Below the slouching rafters in the low part of town, a corrido, dazzling words that flow from the depths of the river that is her soul. p.m. A gravel alleyway, lined with lean-to sheds and overflowing trash cans, runs down the block behind Josefina's home, where she tends to the chickens and her hirachis, scattering leftover rice on the ground before sitting with her basket on the back step. She fiddles with an arrowhead she found in a field last summer, working the crops for Mr. Avery. Mr. Avery, his wife had brought Josefina lemonade when she passed out in the heat. Josefina rubs her thumb against his chiseled edge before jumping back to her feet. She circles about the weed-filled lawn, seemingly lost in thought. She spins her long braids around twice and plops back down on the step, resting her chin on her knee. Restless, she grabs tight onto her anxious legs, catching her fidgety tongue between her teeth. She looks up at the cloudless sky above, eyes wide upon the warming horizon, unblinking, gleaming, as the back door creaks open. Hola, Toro. She says, looking up at her brother who wears a crinkled brow. Agua, he says, handing Josefina an empty pitcher. That's not a bowl of tomato soup, she says, rolling her eyes. Guacala, Arturo grimaces, just as Josefina knew he would. Don't be such a grump, Josefina says, snagging the pitcher from his hand as he disappears back inside, letting the screen slam shut in the breeze. Grump, 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 as she scuffs for the well pump. Sunday, Resurrection and the Holy and Undivided Trinity, 5 a.m. Al que madruga Dios lo ayuda. God helps those who get up early. Papa reminds himself before the first rooster out of the coop wakes the low part of town. Pulling his suspenders over his shoulders, he makes his way to the outhouse, the slap of the screen door waking Josefina as it always does. Her palms have been snug under her cheek as she had dreamed of Mama in the desert, as she always does. But it had not been a nightmare like the others. Instead, a remembrance of the day Mama took her to the arroyo to pick flowers, where together they sang as little white butterflies fluttered about. The tired springs of the metal bed whine and cry over every little thing as Josefina sits up and stretches, about that lumpy mattress and a ruffled gown. She yawns loudly and grunts too colorfully for her age as she slumbers to her tiny feet. Shh, says Arturo with a moan as she steps over him, curled up on the floor. Josefina's loose, jet-black hair falls well below her waistline as she makes her way to the kitchen with a second lingering yawn, undoubtedly for Arturo's enjoyment. With the stroke of a match, orange umber illuminates the contour of her high cheekbones as Papa enters the back door, again letting it slap. He carries a metal bucket brimmed with coal, and the two make eyes. Buenos dias, Papa. Using the small shovel, Papa fills the potbelly stove, his own chiseled face partially hidden behind long, greasy bangs glistening with the licking flame. His angular nose casting a shadow down upon his deep-set cheeks. As the flames illuminate the grays in the air, Josefina fills the pot with water and places it on the stove. She steps up on the crate for a bundle high on the shelf, unwrapping a cloth to remove a stack of tortillas. With another slap at the back door, Buenos dias, Papa, says Arturo, stepping into their daily noir. flipping tortillas on the smoking hot stovetop with her quick fingers. The sweet scent of maize sugarcoats the air. Eggs sizzle in hot lard as Arturo, a broth of a boy, though annoyed with his sister, as he always is, respects the sacred hour and pulls out a chair for Papa. And rolling a tortilla in his palms, as he has 1 trillion times, Papa hands it to his niño. Bien provecho, Josefina says, which means bon appetit. Papa, a quiet man with a severe crease dividing his eyes that speaks volumes in the low-key light. He is reedy, with arms muscular from working at the foundry, his irises a blackness beyond Paris brun. His downward gaze split by a crisp diagonal darkness. He sips from his chipped enamel mug, pointy elbows jabbing into the tabletop like knife blades. His lip glistens with steam, quivering for caffeine. Josefina. She fills 2 bowls with the last of the chileo, a traditional bone stew from a terracotta pot. Setting a plate of eggs between the two, she cozies up in a chair, her own mug between her palms, praying silently over the steam. But Josefina jumps to her feet once again, using the crate as she is only but 4'2", to retrieve a small can of peaches from the shelf she had forgotten. She stabs it with the knife, saws and pries open the lid, plunges in a fork, and places it on the tabletop beside the stack of warm tortillas wrapped in a damp cloth. Not a lazy bone in her body, she is quick to top off Papa's mug as he sprinkles a bit of tobacco into a corn husk. Arturo, holding out a match ablaze, dilated pupils shimmering. Papa clears his throat, smoke rolling from his nostrils as he inhales. Arturo blows out the flame as a lone bird perched in the leafless tree sings a lonely tune. Alque madruga Dios lo ayuda. Early bird gets the worm, Papa. Papa grunts, ay, Josefina, as Arturo cracks the window. The bird song rings in Josefina's ear. Above, Our Lady of Guadalupe, forever in perpetual sorrow.